Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Hi, Kedge.
Hello.
Kedge. How are you, Kedge?
Good. How are you?
Tell me more about your day. Tell me everything about your day right now.
Working from home.
Yeah. See how it's right. Basically, I was doing my teacher thing there because I saw him just stuff a load of popcorn in his mouth. Sachi's going, as he always does, right, we're going to record in three, two, and I saw him like a kid just grab a whole mound full of popcorn and thun it in his mouth. And store it, you know, like in the chipmunks back in the day when they used to have the things in their cheek and he'd just pause, like, I ain't got nothing in my mouth. But anyway.
No, I just needed that. I needed a little.
No. Can I just say, this guy allegedly is a seasoned producer at the BBC. Like, he was one
what
of
season?
The
only season he is Fall. Fall.
No,
flop.
But, like, it was basic producer rules. He just doesn't have a concept of no eating when you're.
The problem I've got with this line of conversation, Satch, is we often pick on Kedge because it's very easy to do so. Not only is he someone who's opinionated and also is he's a Spurs fan. No one likes Spurs fans. All those things, you know, those kind of qualities. He goes on about telling other people what they should do when he's got no track record in that field whatsoever. Hang on a minute.
Yeah.
So it's very easy, but I quite enjoy just hearing the Kedgeisms and the Kedgetivity and the Kedge theories on things. So so I indulge in it. But the problem is you're now touching upon something which is actually very true. The lack of discipline, the lack of...
And bear in mind, that's what I mean.
if we were still at the BBC, Kedge would be the boss. He calls rank.
He's the most... He's the senior. He's the senior person at the three of us.
And yet,
can you imagine that?
And it's almost like, you know, like, I don't know, let's say, for example, let's say you played five-a-side with your boss at football, right? And he was your boss. And you suddenly realise that he's useless on the pitch. That's what's happened. Yeah. And we've come out of that place. We're now playing for ourselves. We're playing on a pitch. We're playing our five-a-side kind of podcast rules. And I'm looking around at the guy who was the boss and I'm going, he was the boss?
But he, do you know what? I caught him many a time shoving a banana in his mouth when the mics would go up.
Sorry. What can you get?
But he did. He used to do that. I used to watch him all the time.
Like, Sad used to tell me off.
You can't shove a banana. You can't shove a banana because it will all back up. You gotta just eat it quickly. You can't don a whole banana in your mouth.
Well, no, because it's such know that I have a habit of breaking a little bit of the end off, don't I? So I just break it off quickly and get it in, and you're about to go on like literally in 5 seconds. I'm like, bob, quickly.
You know the song's coming to an end and the mics are going up and he's just put half a banana in his mouth.
Yeah.
And why would you? And I would stand next to him just looking at him like, you're a prick. Like, what are you doing?
of all the time. Right then. Like, right. It's like bad time. And you know what? If I'm honest, the reason why I'm half laughing at you though, Kedge, is I've done it. I've done it this week. Even like, I've been on hold to people on the phone to bank or the mortgage company, something like that. Yeah. And whilst the person's talking, I'll put food in my mouth. And I'll think, then they'll go, don't you agree, Mr. Sandu? Or can you see what I'm saying? And I'll go, And I'm like, why can't I just that wait?
That is, do you know what? I find that rude.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. Sometimes, you know, like Tommy said, like, you know, you just think, well, this is a bit of a hold section here. So I'm just going to, you know, because your hunger needs to be tamed. And so therefore you just quickly, you know, need to shove it in.
Hey, that is often the words of many a hungry person.
Exactly.
Or even just a horny person, maybe.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Before we get into why we're online and why we're sort of just throwing a little bit of criticism your way, Kedge, we just got to pick up on some criticism from last week.
Are we? This is a brilliant start to the podcast.
No, it wasn't. I was going to start with the fact that we're online because Satch is away, but we'll come back to that in a minute. And it was more just because I just saw you shove the popcorn in. Look, we're a live podcast. This isn't scripted. We just go with whatever we're saying and feeling and thinking at the time. So I want to just say from last week, we were what was that show? The Last of Us. Remember the show?
Yes.
We were talking about the show. You've been watching it, Kedge. You said it was brilliant. And yes. I said, I misread it, the title once. And I thought The Last Ophus. Right, because I didn't see the gap between the of and the us. I thought, what's the last Ophus? And when I worked out what it was, I was like, oh no, what an idiot. And then you went, oh yeah, Ophus, like the president of the United States.
You asked, oh, what's the president's Twitter handle?
Acronym. Yeah. The acronym. Yeah. President. Yeah. And president of the United States is POTUS. But you went, FLOTUS. Which is actually First Lady of the United States. So it would be the wife of the president was a man.
That kind of sums Kedge up, to be fair, because he's always got some sort of floatus on his mind.
Yeah,
what he comes out with is a lot of floatus, to be fair.
You're right. And actually, didn't he? He was seeing floatus with his your eye problem. That you had years ago.
I had a little floatus in my eye as well.
And it was little things floating, and they're called floaters that you see. So but anyway, my point is, last week on the podcast, I said, what's the acronym, whatever, for the president? And you just said floaters. But Kedge, Satch, I blame you and me because we just accepted it. We went, all right, and we moved on. And someone's messaged in and said, hello, he's totally just slipped in a boo-boo there. And we just, a little oops moment.
It wasn't in terms of boo-boos, that wasn't a complete, like, say 9.9 technical fault boo-boo, because basically The Last of us it was a f, and so therefore I was trying to help you, thinking you got confused with floaters, because you know it's not the past of us, then maybe you might have thought it was POTUS, but it was The Last of Us, so a floatus.
You know when someone tries to explain a situation and they make it worse, and I don't even know, the last 30 seconds, again, I don't know what the point of those were, so I apologise to all the listeners there.
There's
an F in of, and there's an F in floatus, and who gives an F why he said F, but anyway.
People have asked me, people have messaged me going, Kedge, can you teach us how you do this with just so much bindas and confidence that you just bang out any old...
I think it's because, Tommy, we've been around this guy for so long. So we know that half of the stuff he says anyway, it's just nonsense. We just ignore it. And I think I think we should give ourselves a pat on the back to kind of, we've got to that level that we just kind of ignore him. It doesn't matter what he says now.
Just let it float into one ear and float us out the other ear. So it's just anyway, where have you floated off to? Where in the world are you, Satch? Tell everyone again.
Well, seeing as you're saying it like that, I think everyone could kind of guess where I am. I'm in Dubai, obviously.
Gujarat. You didn't go back to Gujarat.
I mean, I would love to go back there, but not yet. Maybe next year. But
they don't want you back.
They don't want me back. No. I'm back in Dubai, but this time it's a bit different. I'm here for work, so I'm here to DJ. So
building a new skyscraper there, Satch. Building a new bridge.
You know what I do for work, so you clearly know that I'm here to DJ, Kedge.
What kind of night is it? A day? Is it a brunch?
It's the night that is the brunch that Kedge wanted to always do, the Desi Garage brunch, and we're doing it again.
I love that the Dubai promoters are, I can live my life through the promoters in Dubai who listen to the brand load and take inspiration, business ideas and concepts.
There's no really promoters, me and my brother, really, to be fair. So there is we stole your idea.
5%.
Look how funny you find it. So
donation, you should give back.
Let's just get your head around that. So Kedge has gone to Satch and to me many times over the last few years. I tell you what, a Bangra garage kind of brunch, old school garage and Bangra and all that brunch would be great, you know, because you get all these themed brunches, hip hop, disco, whatever, ABBA, right? And you just people drinking loads of Prosecco and gin and just, you know, whatever. But actually, Satch just went, Bangra garage brunch, good idea. I could do it with Kedge because he came up with the idea. And I'll tell you what, I'll do it with my brother who's based out in Dubai and I'll just do it abroad.
Why not? And we got our boys. We got our boys Punjabi Hit Squad coming down this Saturday as well.
Oh, brilliant! They're great. D and Rav, wicked. So they're DJing for it. So okay. Anyone else from the Asian Network you're recruiting? Casino, you take Kedge's idea. We're going to celebrate.
Just to clarify. Obviously, Punjabi Hit Squad. You know, everyone else is going out. That's fine. But you know, they're just. It's still early stages. You know, it's a few events. They're just trying to make it slick. And then obviously the president of the association will be flown out by the two brothers in Dubai.
Is that you?
Yeah. And then we'll have the official grand opening with the president.
It's like when someone has their birthday at McDonald's and Ronald McDonald comes out and waves at everyone. Do you remember that back in the day? Like, oh, wow, it's actually one of them. He comes out and waves and he goes back in again. Yep. So you want to come out like that?
We'll book you one day, Ronald.
Yeah. No, I'll be ready. I'll be ready. You know, make sure that you guys are, it's a slick event, slick operation.
So someone back out here again. And it was actually quite nice because I actually met someone on the plane that everyone that listens to this podcast knows who that person is. And it was quite weird how I met.
Let's play. Here we go with name on the plane. Satch can only answer yes or no. First question. Okay. I'll go first.
It is a man. Before you ask that, I think it is.
No, we don't know that. So you ask the question.
Ask the question.
No, I'm asking that because I'm confident. Well,
okay, fine. All right. Well, you can. Yeah, fine.
Shall I go first?
Go on then.
Are they taller than you?
I can only say yes or no. So
go on then.
Are they taller than you?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. See, that makes sense. So they're taller than Satch. Go for it, Kedge.
Does he have hair? I mean, you know, that's where we're at the moment. Yes. No, hold on. No, that's not my question.
Why do you say you're wasting a wish?
No. I'm just being silly. The question is, are they in the music industry?
Yes.
What kind of question is that?
That's a brilliant question. Come on, in the music. I know where this is going. Come on, Tommy.
What did he say? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So are they a singer?
Three more questions.
Are they a singer?
That's a really dumb question, by the
way. What a question. This is going out of play this game.
Why is that dumb? You said they're in the music industry. It might be someone's manager. It might be like...
Oh, my God.
Tommy.
How would the listeners know all of that? Raghav's manager. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so you're presuming he is a singer then?
Well, yes. Sad said that everyone knows him.
Everyone will know who this person is.
Okay. This guy, listen, Baba, two years.
Okay, he's taller than you.
And he's a singer. That's all we've got so far. You've got two more questions left between you, so hurry up.
Okay, so it's my question now. Oh, God help us. Tommy's having the last question.
I haven't asked a question.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you did. You asked if he's a singer, and I said yes. Go on, Kedge.
Okay, Kedge. Have they got a Bangra anthem?
No.
So not a Punjabi singer, not a Balli Balli. So basically, Kedge, what that does for me, it takes out Juggy D, Jazz Dami.
I'm telling you where I'm going. I was thinking maybe Jay Sean, because I don't think Juggy's taller than Satch. Jay Sean is tallish.
See how you're relying on the hype thing now? Oh, see?
come on, one more question. Tommy, you've got one more question. Can you ask me it, please? I should have told you who it was.
Listeners are playing along.
So obviously they're internationally known, but I wonder if they're not a Bangra thinger, then it might be. I'm trying to work out, is it crossover? Okay, let me do. I'm discussing with my partner Kedge here. I'm not saying it.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Something. Is it like Naughty Boy, or is it like?
No.
No, it's going to be someone like that. It's Desi, but obviously, if it's not Bhangra Anthem, then it's going to be. Is it a Divine?
Can I give you a clue? Because this is killing me.
Go on.
Not Desi.
Oh. Oh. See?
That Gora, that Satch would know. And all of us would know.
Just because.
Everyone would know.
He said not Desi. He didn't say Gora.
Yeah, but we ain't going to be Jackie Chan, is it?
No, but it might be Stormzy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, look. but then Satch wouldn't chat to him. That's what, do you see what
no,
I mean?
He would. Because of South London, Stormzy, he would chat to Stormzy.
Nah, he wouldn't. It's someone that he knows. That's why he's had this conversation that we all know. Go on, do the last
Maxi
question.
Maxi Priest. Is it Maxi Priest?
No.
No, okay, hold on. Who was
it? And can I just say, I don't know this person. I don't know this person at all. Okay, but spoke to him.
White or black?
He's white.
Ed Sheeran?
Nope.
Lewis Capaldi?
Nope.
Right, hang on.
I'm going to give you another clue. He's Australian.
Scott from Neighbours.
Jason Donovan?
Nope.
Oh.
Australian?
Bouncer.
Music.
Bouncer, the dog.
Go on, tell us.
You ready?
Yeah, go on.
Peter Andre.
No!
Yes. Yes.
He was on the Michael McIntyre big show last weekend. He was so funny.
Oh, was he? Yeah. Do you know what? He's actually a really nice guy. I saw him when we were boarding the flight at Gatwick.
Yeah.
And just kind of like said hello to him randomly. He was just walking by. So I was like, all right, mate. And he was really friendly. He was just really nice. Like, he was just there. And then when I got off the flight.
I'm a little bit jealous.
We got off the flight at the same time and we walked to the baggage carousel together and we stopped at the baggage carousel waiting for our bags to come out.
Did you recruit him for the brunch?
No, he's not coming to the flipping brunch, but I did tell him I was here to DJ.
I would have got him straight in, mate. I would have booked him straight in, guest appearance, done a little garage mix. Come on, Tad, you could have done that. Were you really surprised?
He was a top lad, really nice guy.
Yeah, he comes across a nice guy.
Was he on his jacks or was he with the family?
He was with his missus. He was with his missus, just his missus.
And he made time. What did you say to him? You go, all right,
yeah,
Peter?
Yeah, yeah.
What did you say, Mr.
Andre? Yeah, it was just like, oh, what are you doing? I was like, oh, how's it going, mate? What are you doing? He goes, oh, just here for a break and stuff. He goes, been a, you know, busy few weeks and just, you know, want to get away. I think he's only here for a couple of days, so he might have even gone back by now.
Did you ask him his favourite Bollywood track?
Why would I do that? That
you
just makes it weird.
Curry. You should just ask him, do you like curry? So, I mean,
if I probably asked him something, just because him being a nice person, he'd probably be like, yeah, I really like it. To be fair, I think all Australians like curry anyway, don't they? Most of them.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
Did you ask him if he knew the difference between FLOTUS and HOTUS? I think that was a relevant question.
I didn't. But I did actually say to him, because the thing is, he comes to a studio in South London where I live. So I actually see him around like my area quite a lot when he was recording.
Oh, I see. So you are kind of mates.
Not mates, like I've just seen him around. And I said to him, I was like, oh, you go to the studio here behind this, you know, music shop in South London. And he's like, yeah, how do you know? And I'm just like, oh, I live there. Like I've seen you around. And that's how we started chatting.
Have you got any exclusives from him? Like,
No, I haven't. I'm not here to report. It was just nice to talk to
What was he
to
wearing?
Someone. He was just wearing a t-shirt and some joggers, I think, or jeans.
He's always wearing a t-shirt. Always a tight-fitted t-shirt. He looks good still, doesn't he? He does look very good.
He does. You always got to travel in joggers. I don't think jeans and planes should go together.
No, but when you're sitting in, you know, like, you know, your dad's armchair, then it's fine, isn't it?
You got all the space in the world. Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean? When you're sitting in your dad's armchair.
Class. Business class.
He was clearly in business or first class. Yeah, exactly. Good on him. But it was a really nice guy. So it was nice to meet him.
Okay. All
right. Wicked good time.
Yeah, and I know you. Neither of you would have ever guessed, by the way, that name.
No, that was a very good one. I was literally down the Desi sort of the Desi.
Yeah, but that's just you, Ked. You just always have to go brown.
I think I was the closest with Maxi Priest because similar sort of vibe era.
Yeah, yeah.
Ked, no. you were a lot further away. So in the end, turns out my questions were quite bang on. Just saying. All right. What else?
Can I mean, you know, while he's bumping into, you know, celebrities, the people I've been bumping into in the UK is this Massey in Tesco.
One particular Massey in Tesco.
Right. In your local Tesco.
In the Watford Tesco. I'm going down. I'm in my car and I'm going down.
On the Massey? Wow. I mean, I know some dodgy things happen in the aisle. What aisle were you in? Were you in the ethnic aisle? Is that why? All the chair next to you. And you thought, you know what, Massey? Hey, listen, I've got a minute.
Oh my God. Let's start that again. I was in my car and I was going down. You know, so like, you know, when you're going like in the car park, so you've got like one way roads, like to go up and down the roads, right? So they're all one way. So I was going down the aisle where it was coming out towards the exit. Now, the aisle that I was going down has the electric chargers bay in there. There's only four chargers, but that's where they are. Now, this Musty, who's at the bottom of the road, she can't turn left into this road, right? Because it's one way. So she's got, you've got to do the full turn, like you've got to take the next one up and then come round on yourself. The Musty sees me approaching the end of the road, right? She's driving a spanking brand new Tesla, barely can just see over the steering wheel.
Yeah.
And she wants to get to the electric charging point. I get it.
Of course.
You're running out of juice.
So, whatever. But then, you know, and she just nudged into the road, into my alley. And I'm like, she's not going to do that. And she's seen me coming. So she's going to go, oh, I'm really sorry. I didn't realize it was a no entry. So I just stopped for a minute and I thought I'd give her the benefit of the doubt. Because it's an up and air, you know, I don't want to get angry or irritated or anything. Yeah. You know, mistakes happen. Fine. So I waited there and she kept coming towards me. And I'm like, hello, hello, hello. And she just didn't care. And she just went.
Yeah, you're sat in your car saying hello. You're sat in your car saying hello. She's sat in her car.
I'm waving. And then I'm doing arm actions going, hello. Like, you know what I mean? And she just... You know, I rate this and I rate her so much for this. She didn't flinch. She didn't look at me. She didn't even react. She just carried on bindas in the no entry, trying to squeeze past my car, sticking a massive Tesla into my alley and just didn't care and just basically bindas. And there's me losing all my hair and stressed. And I'm like, this is the problem though. Why do we behave like junglies? Why?
Did she get in front of you then?
No, it's not that she got in front of me. She came into the road and I had to basically veer slightly to the left and then come out onto the main road. You see what I mean? But she shouldn't have turned into that road because it's a no entry.
Right.
But this jungly behavior that I'm like, why do we behave like this in England? I don't, you know, we're 21st century. You've got to just...
You know, look, give her the benefit of the doubt. She might have just come over from Gujarat and that's how they drive over there. I've seen it. I saw it last night.
There was no remorse. Like, oh, sorry, I've taken... You know what? Because we've all taken a wrong entry and I get that. And it happens and sometimes you're not thinking, and, you know, you need to back out. My girl didn't even want to back out. She's just coming in. Didn't even look at me. Anyway.
You know when they say like, you know, like sometimes ignorance is bliss. Here you are, stressing, oh my God, it's a no entry, you've come the wrong way, you don't even care. Yeah. And that's what winds up the kind of the smarter people in life, because they're looking at the kind of the ignorant people and they're kind of going, how are they going through their life?
It's a beautiful place to be. I mean, I rate her. She didn't flinch, she didn't even look. I went past her really slowly because she was... We were very close to each other and I looked at her and I paused. She didn't flinch.
Why didn't you stick your car in the middle of the road and make a move back?
You know what? This is what Kedge is not like. And then
Wait. Can we just enjoy the fact that he's talking about himself in the third person? This is what Kedge is not like.
But I thought exactly like, that. If Kedge had, you know, was a little bit jalak, and you know, I thought about literally 5 seconds after I got onto the road, I went, I shouldn't have let her come in, and I just should have sat in the middle of the road and gone, come on, Massey, hit me with your Tesla now.
You should have, because I live on a road that one end of my road is a no entry. So when you're driving down it to get out, I always see cars coming the other way. And I would never let anyone through because they've clearly just gone through a no entry, which
correct.
Is the wrong
correct.
Thing to do.
But I just didn't, you know, like you just think, oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm not wired like that to be an absolute, do you know what I mean? Pain in
but
the backside.
But you're just doing the right thing.
I know. You know, and it was, you know, I felt firstly, because it was a mussy, I gave her a benefit of doubt. You know, I thought, you know, it's one of our own. She's one of our own. Mussy's trying to cuss in two, a no entry. And it was just so annoying. It was just annoying. Anyway.
but you know what? Sorry, right now, Kedge. Mussy won, Kedge nil.
Of course, yeah, Mussy won. The Mussy has been winning since then. That happened on the Saturday. The Mussy has been winning every day since then. Anyway, let's not dwell on it any further. What I do want to dwell into is that last week, because we had train strikes, because, you know, broken Britain at its best last week. We had no ambulances. We had nothing. The trains weren't working. So I had to basically get a cab into work. It's been a while, you know. Since we've had cabs into work, good, you know, long live the good old days at the BBC. But it's been a while, and I got picked up in this car, and I hate, you know what it's like, guys, how we are. We never want to have it fully quiet, and it's a long way into central London. So I just said to him after a while, I said, "Would you mind turning the radio on?" I said, "I'm not fussed," because I knew, you know, it was a desi banda, so I knew he would struggle with the radio stations.
Oh, I mean, it would have been better if he was the Mussy that picked you up in a Tesla.
She turns up. Can you imagine? I know you.
What would I have done then? Anyway, so I knew he would struggle with the radio and everything like that, and you know, I didn't, because obviously there was a particular station I'd want to listen to, but I knew that wouldn't happen. So I just said, "Oh, just anything, just a bit of background noise, you know, Capital, Heart, whatever's easy for you."
Anyway. Hold on. Well, I'm now curious. Well, what's the particular station we listen to, and why did you feel that wouldn't happen?
Oh, Talk Sport. He would never have found that. He would never have found Talk Sport.
Well, if he's finding Capital, then he can just go to the T and find Talk.
No, because he would have had this on a preset. You know what I mean? I was making his life easy for him. I didn't want him to feel, you know, bad or anything like that. And also, he's got a drive and all that. You know, I don't want him dilly-dallying around looking for it. So
he might go into no entry. You know,
well, exactly. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. And so I just said, oh yeah, whack it on this. Anyway, so the radio was on, didn't think twice. It was nice to have a bit of background music while I was reading and doing whatever my prep in the morning. And as we go into London, the signal started going. And you know what? I thought, God, how long has it been since it felt like I'd gone into a time machine and sat in a car which was playing radio off the FM frequency? Because you know when you go into London, them stations don't work, do they?
FM don't work? I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No.
Terrible.
The building is all because of the buildings. The buildings are too tall. Yeah. You don't get you don't get normal FM. You've got to be on the DAB.
Exactly. Oh, and because life has moved on and everyone's got DAB. And I was like, what's happened here? Like for a minute, I got confused. Like, why is the radio not coming? And then I realized, oh my God, this guy is still running on FM, AM frequency. And it just, I was like, how long has it been since you've listened to radio on an FM AM frequency?
Oh man, right. And then actually,
like, look at how the world's moved on.
Sometimes DAB can cut out though. DAB just suddenly cuts out in a tunnel.
No, but that's just like an in and out. That's an in and out.
Yeah,
I completely forgot how annoying it is.
Yeah, the whining noise.
Yeah, that whining, and then it comes in and goes out, and I just said to her, I said, mate, just turn it off. It's fine. Don't worry. You know, it's not going to come here. And I thought, God, it felt like such a basic life.
Yeah, I love it. Sorry, I'm seeing the pattern here. Look how dookie he is this week. Look how dookie he is. He's like, the woman's going up the wrong road. I can't get an FM frequency right now. Let me just zoom you out of your life, Ked, for a second, right?
Yeah, go on.
There are people struggling with cost of living. There are people struggling all over the world. There are numerous issues with identity or gender or work fairness and all these things. And Ked is going, yeah, but hang on. Mussy's going up the wrong way up the road. My FM signal's not good enough. I mean, the country's falling apart, Kedge. And actually, in that respect, your problems, I think a lot of people would probably from this podcast will go, I'll take Kedge's problem. If your problems are like Kedge's, if you're listening to this and you're going to go, man, you know, I don't know, real petty things, I've really got to fix that shed door. You know what? It's fine. The shed door, the broken shed door, the broken shed window. It's all
that's
right.
That's not priority, though, is it?
Yeah, right.
No, but neither is
Aunt Mussy going up the wrong road or your FM signal. You're making that's priority.
I think you need some of these little problems coming in your life every week. Like these little things, like a little whiny radio. Fine. It's you know, it annoys you, but you get over it. No, you need these little things.
The reason why I'm telling you guys is because I was like, I just felt like it's been a while, hasn't it? Like, when was the last time you listened to radio like that? It's been ages.
I mean, the radio thing's fine, but if, you know, a Massey goes up your wrong entry, then there's a problem.
Yeah, ain't having that.
Ouch.
Yes. Ouch. But speaking of broken Britain, Kedge, because I know you touched on it, there was a little article that I was reading just as I got onto the plane, and I thought, oh, let me have a little read of this as we take off. And it was about, obviously, the railways. And it's a palaver at the moment, to the point where usually I get the train to Gatwick. Because Gatwick's down the road from me, so, and it's easy from East Croydon. Jump on the train, I'm in Gatwick in 10 minutes.
Express, bosh, yeah, very
good.
It's
like the 10 minutes I'm in the terminal. Sunday, I had to drive to Gatwick. I've never had to do that. I've had to park at the car park because.
Bro, Gatwick's in your back garden almost.
Yeah. It honestly it is, but it's just like, well, I couldn't, like, if I paid for a cab, it was the same as parking at the airport. So I thought, sorry, I'm just going to park at the airport. So anyway, got onto the plane, read the article. I was a bit annoyed with the trains anyway. And the article read that they're considering, the government are now considering scrapping return tickets on journeys.
Yeah, that might be coming effect as of today. I think we're still waiting. At some point today, we're going to find out.
Hold on. So on some journeys, you can't buy a return.
No, any journey.
Any journey. Tommy, any so journey. Do you remember, like, for example, when we used to go up to Birmingham, I don't know, for work something, and it was like, okay, fine, we're on the 9:30 something out of Euston, and then you've got to be on that 5:30 something to come back from New Street to whatever. Them days are gone now, man. They're going to be gone. You can't
There's
do
no
that.
There's no return tickets.
What do you mean? But what if you need to go just from Birmingham to London, right? So we live in London. We're going to go from London to Birmingham, Birmingham to London. But if you just need to go one way.
Yes, so you just have to buy singles. Every time you travel, you have to buy a single ticket now.
Two singles. Well,
so and what's the correlation with that and broke Britain? I don't understand.
Because, look, usually.
Well, it's ridiculous. Because they don't want us to save money.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? So you pay more.
Of course it is. Because they're saying now, oh, well, it will still be the same amount as a return, you know, if you buy two singles. But of course, we all know, we've been there, that they're going to start jacking that single price up.
Do you know what the official line was, Kejan? This is what made me angry. They said, by doing this, it will give you more flexibility to your journey. Right. So you don't have... And I thought... That is the worst excuse I've heard. What if I want to get on that 5:30 train back to London because I planned my day correctly?
Exactly. Yeah,
and it makes the whole journey cheaper, right?
Listening to an expert on this morning, and he was saying that basically this is what Britain was like 50 years ago, and it was a waste. Like, it was terrible, and people were moaning about it then. Hence, they brought the return ticket, which made sense. You know, and you do save a little bit of money because if you can in advance say, actually, I need to leave at this time and everything, of course you get a little bit of a discount.
I thought you were saying it on a level like, oh, there's no return. You can't book a return because they don't know if there's going to be a return. I thought it was more like, how so many trains are cancelled. I was like, so you're better off just booking a single and when you're there, booking another single back and just kind of, because we can't commit to it as well. But funny enough, you say about this broke Britain and all that, because let me just throw in a little random extra thing I learned because I heard it today. Like, it weren't that long ago, like 70, 80, 90 years ago, let's work out exactly about 100 years ago, where there weren't any taxes. You didn't pay anything in tax. Tax was only brought in when they were like, oh, we're in a war. We need some money for the war. We need to fund some guns and stuff. Tax everyone and put it in. That was it. And then the tax would go away. It was temporary. It wasn't all the time. And only now we just
killing
accepted
us.
Every direction you're taxed on anything you earn, anything you give over. So anyway, so you're right. I think the world is a different blooming place. So this
is a different place, and also chocolate is in a different place as well.
Why is chocolate?
Yes, chocolate. Oh God, I forgot about that. So every time I come out to Dubai, obviously this time I'm here to work, but I always bring. You know, what do family want from when you're from the UK? Any part of the world you go to, they want chocolate, don't they?
And more specifically, dairy milk. I think.
Yeah, like just
anything from England.
Yeah, just anything really? From like the standard. So I'd go in there, I'd pick up like, you know, you always buy the 4 packs or the 5 packs or whatever, you get those little things, Snickers or like a Boost or like a Double Decker. Yeah.
Lion bar.
You know, just those little 5-pack things. And so I went into Tesco's on Saturday because I was like, okay, yeah, cool. Like, I know my brother doesn't even have to tell me, or my sister. I just know. Go in there, pick up a little selection of chocolate. So before, you used to pick up like 4 or 5 of these bars in a multi-pack for like a quid or 85p or whatever they were. And I was like, okay, yeah, cool, reasonable. Now, the cheapest ones were like 130, 125.
Oh, look at Satch knows the prices.
Four of them.
Can I just say the bars have gone smaller if you've been eating.
Oh my God. I had a double decker this week for the first time in absolutely yonks. And yeah. I was like, you know, before my mouth would have to slightly stretch to get it in my gob, even when you're biting it, because it's double decker.
Yeah.
This was not even, do you know what I mean? This was not
even a bendy bus.
No.
This was like a knickknack.
This wasn't even Desmond Decker. This was just, I don't know what. It was minuscule.
So do you not think your mouth's got bigger?
Maybe.
Yeah, over the years. When I was little, and I wonder if it's just me that I've grown. When I was little and I'd hold a Yorkie, bruv, I needed 2 hands.
Yeah, it was massive.
Of course.
No, yeah. but they
feel smaller. They definitely whisper, crunchy. They all feel really minuscule.
So anyway, all of these bars of chocolate were like 125, 130, 150, 160. I think one of the most expensive ones was like 175. And I looked at it and I thought, sod it. They can have their camel milk chocolate in Dubai. I ain't taking it.
Oh, wow.
You didn't buy me.
They don't have camel milk chocolate in Dubai.
Just no, so they must do.
Camel milk chocolate sounds like a thing, though.
They must do, because I'm saying everyone just wants chocolate from the UK. Even when you go India, like their chocolate over there is rank. Come on, it's not made with normal cow's milk.
Instead of like fruit and nut, they got oont and nut. It's just like their own version.
Welcome to the Emirates. It's disgusting. And that's, chocolate.
And that's what I mean. Do you know what I did? I actually went down. So obviously, you know, when you have a club card at Tesco's, that's like a big golden ticket.
Sometimes it gives you a discount. Sometimes it doesn't.
But bruv, some of those club card deals are amazing. They're too good to avoid.
So check this out. It was like a big bar of Toblerone, like an orange and ginger flavour, like a new one. Oh, and it was like £7. And then if you had a club card, it was like £3.50 or £4.
Oh,
and I was like,
no.
I was like, okay, all right, that's what I'm going to get. A couple of them and a couple of other bigger ones, which had the club card dealio. And that's how I kind of patched it together this time.
Well and so you took the chocolate to your brother and your sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Well, and actually... Now your niece is what? How old's the eldest niece?
Oh, no, they're not allowed chocolate.
No, not okay, yet. Right.
See, not yet.
Because once they get into that London chocolate, the cool status that you'll get as Kaka Satch, who brings the chocolate from England, the stash, the secret stash, that'll be, that's me. There is nothing, that is one thing I think, even though people talk about Belgian chocolate, this chocolate, Swiss chocolate, nah, mate.
Yeah.
Dairy milk all day long, whole nut. Smashing.
It's not even just dairy. I think just the selection of chocolate in the UK and the taste of it, whatever it is, Galaxy, whatever, it just tastes so much better than anything.
It's because they have to have more chemicals put into their chocolate so it lasts longer, hence it tastes disgusting.
I think that's another little kedge, isn't there, that
That's fact, because they're in hotter temperatures. That's fact. You don't have to check it. Everyone, calm down. Calm your chuddies, everybody. You don't have to Google it. This is fact. I've spoken to everybody. I'm the bug.
It would be nice to know, why does dairy milk in India taste like absolute dirt?
No, bruv, because they have to put in more of the preservatives, because the chocolate is there at a higher temperature. Therefore, it doesn't last that long. So they have to put in more of the chemical stuff to make it last longer. Hence,
that makes
it tastes
sense.
It
tastes like you're eating sand.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's very dry. It's very dry when you bite into it.
It's
terrible.
It's a bit.
No,
different.
It's not a bit. Tommy. Terrible.
Tommy, it's disgusting,
it's
bub.
Terrible.
It does, even when you open it, the color of the chocolate's not the same. It looks different.
Green.
No, it's not green. It's just a different shade of brown. Come on, we know when we open chocolate. In India, it looks a bit different.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I give you that. It might look a little bit, it might taste slight, but I'm saying it's not, it will do. Like, I remember when I've had Kit Kats and stuff in Spain, you're like, oh, it tastes the same. It's fine.
I think the further you go,
yeah,
the weirder it gets.
Definitely, the further you go. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I genuinely think in India, it's that actual, it's that, you know, that musky smell. It's gone inside the chocolate.
Oh yeah, yeah. The dechi smell.
Yeah,
the
smell, yeah, yeah, dechi. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They, you know, don't forget, like, they obviously manufacture it there as well. Do you know what I mean?
It's like, do you know, yeah, that when you open up a sari when you get back home, like that, your suitcase, and it's just full of clothes.
Yeah, when you open up a sari,
it's like it just tastes like that in your mouth.
Exactly. Exactly that. But you know what? Maybe we don't have to wait for too long, because soon we might even have AI that will be able to make the exact replicated chocolate that you get in the UK abroad in India and Australia and all the sort of nether regions. So it all tastes the same. And the reason why I'm banging on about AI, because there's been a big development of AI.
Did you say nether regions?
Yes.
Right. Are you staying with that?
I'm going to stay with that. That's my final answer. I will stay with that.
Tommy, to you, what does nether regions mean?
Okay, it's nothing to do with Netherland, because Netherland is the country. And yeah, he was talking about countries, and he threw in whatever nether regions into that conversation. Where nether regions is your private schedule. It's your nether.
No. It has double.
Do you wash your nether regions?
It has two meanings. That if you want to take it down that sort of euphemistic road, that's fine. But it also has the normal English meaning to it as well.
Okay.
So right. What he meant to say was in the subcontinent, but he said nether regions. Oh,
the nether regions can also then refer to the furthest place possible, sometimes the underworld.
Even that doesn't make sense. Whatever you just said there doesn't make sense.
But anyway, what's your point that you're making about nether regions and all these places?
Ruin my flow. Anyway, it's okay. Luckily, I'm half AI, so I can deal with this. But basically, AI, there's been a big breakthrough for AI. And sort of it's been around for like the last, say, 4 months, but it's come into the mainstream sort of like in the last week or so. And I thought,
just very quickly, while you're saying AI, it just reminds me of Air India, because that's their code.
I'm thinking of AI.
Let's go.
No, AI for artificial intelligence. Now,
okay,
I've got to fill you in on this, guys, because basically it's a breakthrough, and you know what? It's such a momentous occasion that I think we've got to celebrate it, and we've got to be aware of it. But it's incredible, Satch. More for you, because I know you're going to struggle with this. So here we go. Have you heard of this new AI platform called ChatGPT?
Yes. Yes. Yep. Chat Gupta.
Chat Gupta, as otherwise, GPT. But don't get it confused with Chat GPT, which is what I've invented in Ahmedabad, and it's a restaurant. But
No. Kedge invented it, and then Satch set it up with his brother in Dubai, and is now killing it, selling Chat GPT.
Yeah. But basically,
is it to do with doctors?
Not general practitioner, but it's basically it's a chat bot. To explain it, it's sort of very simple. So it's like a messenger. It's like WhatsApp, MSN. Like Google, but you can ask this AI robot anything you want, and it gives you back human responses, right? Wow. So it's like when you say you could, like, you're gonna go, oh well, Kedge, you can do that already on Google, or hey, like, you know, when you say, hey Siri, or hey, yeah, you know, Alexa or whatever. Yeah. But this can go further. This can go, if you say, write me a cover letter for a new job that I'm applying for, right? It will write you that, including the dear, yours faithfully, all of that. You can even write you code for computer. So if you're into Python, it can do that. It can even write you letters. It can give you, we did it as a joke. Amongst our friends, we've got an actual GP who's one of our friends.
That's funny. You said you got friends. Sorry, Kevin.
And then what we did is...
Wasn't that Tommy?
We basically asked the robot, the AI, to write a letter as if it was a GP telling our mate that he had to cut down on the amount of crisps he eating. And we then showed it to our friend who's a GP, and he couldn't tell the difference because the language and everything was spot on, like a GP.
Can I jump in and just a little bit that I heard this week? So firstly, when I first heard about this ChatGPT, I kind of liken it to, you know, when people talk about 4D printers, you're like, what? Yeah, it can print anything. Nah, yeah. What do you mean? It can print body parts. It can print. I'm like, what? You literally can't get your head around this kind of. So this ChatGPT, what I heard about it was, because it's on the news, that the head of a top school in Dulwich, if you don't know Dulwich in South London, is quite a fancy area. There's some really good schools around there. And this top headmistress said, I think she was a headmistress. I don't think she was head of teaching or anything. Yeah, I think she was the head. And she said she's going to do away with essays in their school. Going to do away with essays.
Correct.
And they go, why, man? Because you can turn up to ChatGPT and just go, hey, ChatGPT, write me an essay on the changing role of women in Bollywood films from 1923 to 2023, for example. And bruv, it will go through the entire internet, pick up articles, have references, and put it into paragraph, and it will do that in 2 to 3 seconds. So she was saying the essay days are done. This is what
the more you the more you put in, the more you get out. It's only collecting information up until like halfway through 2021 as well. So there is that to it as well. But there are other developers who are now in the game, and they're going to all, you know, Google are going to release their one. I think if not like in the next day, tomorrow maybe, or something like that. Meta are working on their one as well. It's very easy. And everyone can copy it. So basically, we're going to get loads of this. Loads. Just imagine the world that we're going to be in like very soon. We're just at the cusp of it now. So give
me a scenario of what you'd want it to do.
So I could go to ChatGPT and go, write Satch an email telling him I can't make next Tuesday and I can't wait to see him. And his set from last week was amazing. And make it 500 words, approximately. Right. Then it will go, hey,
Satch. Well, no, hold on. Hold on, before you do just a made up, I have already done some work because I have access to this thing, because a lot of people can't get access to it.
I knew you would.
Because a lot of people can't get access to it because it's always jammed. But I've got, so you know what? I typed in a little question, actually, and I'm just going to ping it over to you, Tommy. And the question that I put in was, write a shairi for DJ Satchi.
Did it know what shairi is? Did you have to write poem?
I just typed in Shairi, spelled S-H-A-I-Y-R-I.
Hang on. What's a Shairi?
Oh man.
Well, this is why we need ChatGPT and we don't need Satch.
It's a poem. It's like the song.
Ain't one of those, bruv.
What Shire Halls? Tommy, you should have it now. So why don't you read that out to Satch? This is now being created by an AI robot platform. Go for
it. It's in Hindi. It's in full Hindi.
Yeah. Go for it.
Hold on. Sorry.
How's he going to read that?
Well, I'm going to bubble my way for it.
That's literally what it's just typed.
So you request. I don't know what you do. So you type it into the app.
You just type in the question or whatever you wanted to do.
Write DJ Satchi a Shairi poem, right? Whatever.
Yeah.
And then. Did you have to request it in Hindi or did they just do it?
No, I've just written, write a Shairi for DJ Satchi.
Well, you could have written poem and it would have saved us a lot of bother, Kedge.
No, okay, but
poem's boring.
Okay, for the Desi Massive. Okay, ready? Here we go.
All right, come on. I better understand this.
The first word is a word I don't understand. So this has gone into deep Hindi straight away. Okay, ready? Here we go. घुंघट में तेरी आवाज छुपी है जो हर जगह गूंजी गूंजती व्हाट
गूंजती गूंजती लाइक इट वाज लाइक
गूंजती है ओह या ओके लेट मी स्टार्ट अगेन घुंघट में तेरी आवाज छुपी है जो हर जगह गूंजती है डीजे साची तेरे मिक्स का वो जादू सबको पागल बनाता है ऐसे मुझको भी तेरे बीट्स के साथ आसमान को भी नचने का मन करता है सची वो बेस ड्रॉप और हाई नोट्स सबको ऐसे बेखाता है जैसे कोई रोज इसलिए ओह इट्स अ वैलेंटाइन्स डे वन इसलिए ऑन दिस वैलेंटाइन्स डे इट स्विचेस टू इंग्लिश इसलिए ऑन दिस वैलेंटाइन्स डे आई जस्ट वांट टू से that you're the DJ of my heart and we'll dance together forever till the beat stops.
Look at that.
A computer did that.
That is incredible.
You made that up. I don't believe
it. How can I make that up? I've just typed in, write an introduction for Tommy Sandu, right? I've sent it to you, Satch. Have a look on WhatsApp. You read that one out. Right? All I've written is write an introduction for Tommy Sandu. That's all I've written.
Okay.
It doesn't now go for it. Read it out. It's the introduction for Tommy Sandu.
Here we go. Tommy, are you ready?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the king of one-liners, the master of puns, the jester of the radio world, Tommy Sandu. He's got jokes for days and a smile that could light up a room. So sit back, relax, and prepare to laugh until your sides hurt. Tommy's got a knack for making the mundane hilarious and a talent for taking the serious and making it so silly. So grab your headphones, tune into his show, and get ready to be entertained by the funniest voice on the airwaves.
Wow.
How does that is? I mean, well, this is... Okay. This, you see what I mean, Saj? Is this hitting home yet?
That is incredible.
That, I tell you what I'm thinking, right? I know.
I mean, it was all fake, but it was quite good.
No. But I tell you I know my Wikipedia, and I know what's written online. I know what so it's obviously scoured the internet. It's worked out the comedy nights. It's looked at like little bits of data from those comedy night pages, from Wikipedia pages, from reviews, whatever. So that is weirdly. Weirdly, bruv, this is freaking me out. Like, it's a version of what in when you're a presenter, you have a bio that goes out rather than a CV. You have like a little paragraph about you, and then all the shows that you've worked on and experience and whatever. Right? That is a lot like my bio. That is a lot like, you know, Tommy's uplifting the mood, energy on the breakfast show. Rah rah rah. This is what he does, and that's. I mean, you can tell it's a little bit formal. It's a little bit robotic when I'm reading about it. You know, put your hands together for the king of one-liners, the master of puns, the jester of the radio world. But still, that is amazing. That the fact that a computer's done that is
bro,
it's going to take a lot of people out of work. It's going that's going to take a lot of work away.
Amazing. So I thought, you know what? Let's do one more. And I thought I'll send it to you. And I said, write a poem, a Valentine's poem. We've got to keep it romantic for Kedge, right? Yep. I'm going to send it to you. Tommy, do you want to read it?
Yeah, I'd love to read it. Let's get a little...
I like this interactive messages coming through.
Here we go. Here we go. This is where it's come out as.
This is what it's come out. It's come out with this. Roses are red and violets are blue. As a podcast producer, Ked, you are so true. Apart from when he lies. You bring the stories to life with your skill, making each episode so full of thrill. With your voice, you lead the way. Making each word so impactful to say.
Love
your
that.
Passion for the craft shines so bright, bringing joy and delight day and night. So on this Valentine's Day, I just want to say that you're an inspiration in every single way. Keep producing, keep shining, and know that you're loved by everyone who has been touched by the stories you've woven. Woven and loved. I don't know how it's got that at the end. It messed up a bit at the end.
You know what? I need to move over to the AI world. This is where
when it comes to food, you are so fussy. Unless you're going down on your muscle. Whoa. I'm a
He doesn't know that. He doesn't know that yet. He doesn't know about the mussy story yet. He doesn't know about
that.
But this is nuts, isn't it? This is absolutely
nuts. That is quite mad. That is, Kedge, honestly, of all the technology stuff you've said over the past 200 episodes, this has blown my mind.
I told you. Satch, you've got to see it work in real time and what this can do.
And I'm just thinking about it now, as Tommy said, you know, about the whole essay thing. Why wasn't this around when I was at uni? Because I would have breezed through that.
By the way, just to wrap up, that college, what they want to do, or the school, whatever it was, they're saying is, rather than give kids, and I don't even get how they can do this, because this could also, I'm sure ChatGPT could involve, they're saying rather than give them essays to write, they're going to just give them research to do. So your homework will be go and research this and find stuff. I don't know. It's gonna mess everything up.
Evolving. So just so we know, this is evolving so fast now. It's actually the model is 3.5, ChatGPT 3.5. There's even things like image creators as well that you can type in random things and it will create an image of it and you know where you want them to be.
You're right. And actually on the evolving thing, the more if you say like right, okay, no, that wasn't quite right. You tweak it for Kedge's poem or Tommy's link or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Over time. It will know your voice more. It will know your kinds of words, your kind of language you use. So, brother, it's going to be more Tommy Sandu. It's going to be more Kedge, more Satch than we are ourselves.
And the problem, and here's what we've got to do as humans, because the problem we're going to face and what we need to actually start developing, and here we go, it is another business idea from the Brownlow, is how do we detect when it's fake? Because that is what we don't have the technology for at the moment. Well,
and actually, on that note, see, I was thinking about this the other day, Kedge. Even deep fakes. You know when you say, if anyone doesn't know what a deep fake is, look it up. I've seen it. I've seen it with famous people, mainly with famous people. It's, look, I'm just saying, we're now that they've got the images of people as deep fakes, the script of people now through this chat GPT of what they would say, and if it perfects itself so it becomes more and more like you, there's no need for actors. You can just recreate Frank Sinatra, Will Smith, whatever, whoever you want, any film.
Writing is going to be a whole new thing now. Do you know what I mean? Because basically, you know, people, let's just say people who write articles and stuff, if you feed the right information in, you're going to get the right information back out again. So
I mean, just very quickly, it just takes the skill out of the skill. There is no skill anymore, which I don't like.
Yeah, but it's not about whether you like it or not. That's where we're at.
Yeah, but when you say that, you're like the black cab drivers that are going, oh, Uber drivers are, you know, we've learned the roads through the A to Z.
Into terms that I sort of can deal with, and I saw something, it was a couple of weeks ago, and it was about how now, if, for example, when you're DJing, you crossfade is on the left-hand side, you can move it over to the right-hand side, and it will automatically mix the song in. No skill needed.
Perfect. Yeah,
it's on a brand new controller that you can buy now. And when I saw that, so I was a bit London, like
any old London looking DJ. And you're right, I totally get what you're saying, Sat, that the skill is going. And yeah, any old London is going to be able to DJ in this and the other. But I'm surprised that in the DJing world, there the AI is not actually just doing the mix for you and running the whole party for you.
Well, it is.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not going to be, and this gets cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. So you got to remember, loads of people are going to start making this themselves, small startup companies, right? Because this will get cheaper and cheaper and cheaper, and it already is. So therefore, everyone is going to have access to this everywhere, and it just gets cleverer and cleverer.
I'm just thinking, this is the way my stupid brain and devious brain works. Imagine if you were the guy that lied to your wife as to where you were over the weekend, right? You could send her a deep fake video of like, oh, here I am helping the charity that I said I'm going to be charity working for. And it would write a message to her and give her WhatsApps or send her messages as you, and you could be elsewhere doing whatever.
Yeah, but the whole existence will be like this. Like, potentially your whole existence will become like this. And so therefore, and Tommy, you and I know this. And people were saying it as the last season of Westworld was finishing. People are going to be watching back Westworld and as almost to say, this is what human life has become. Because that literally, makes me it's sad. Like a documentary. That makes me sad. It is sad. Yeah. It is a little bit worrying. A lot of people I've spoken to, like I had to tell Chris Evans about this, and he just couldn't believe it. He kept telling me to punch stuff in there. So we had a guest on that day, and I said, I can write the introduction for this. And he goes, go on, do it. And we did it. It's pretty good. I did a little introduction with Chris Evans. He was like, wow. And the good thing about this is it's quite positive. Do you notice? It's all very positive. It's not picking up any. It can pick up the bad stuff, but it's all very positive. So, again, you know, it wants to become our friend. It is worrying where this stops. And if anyone wants to listen to an absolute incredible podcast, Joe Rogan, he's got the man who's an absolute genius on this. Have a listen.
Who's created it? Or I'm sure if you just type in Joe Rogan.
No. It's like the third or fourth episode from the top. You'll see it. He's an AI. You know, someone who really knows all the stuff about AI, and he's brilliant.
I'm going to listen to that.
It is, It's next level.
Absolutely. Okay. Right. Well, we change everyone else's game. We change your worlds with the things we've learned, the little nuggets of information that we've kind of picked up on. And I'm gonna kick things off if I may.
Go for it.
Because it is on the 9th of February, which in a couple of days' time. So the day this podcast comes out, it is International Pizza Day. So have a little pizza on Thursday.
International Pizza Day.
Can I just also say, embarrassingly, so on Sunday we got a pizza for the boys, for Milo and Logan. They had 3 or 4 slices, but obviously we bought a large. So left 3 or 4 slices. I wanted to start off the week right. Monday woke up, trained, worked out. There was pizza left over, right?
Right.
And I quickly Googled, what's the best way to warm up a pizza?
Oh, air fryer, I think now.
A lot of people swear by the air fryer. I have heard that said a lot. I don't know it. Yeah. I don't have one, so I didn't use it.
Tommy, you need to get one.
Right. I'm not only that. I've also seen memes of people saying, like, what my face is like when I realize that why people go on about air fryers. Because it's the thing that air fryer people go on and on and on about air fryers.
Guys, honestly.
Only when you get one, you go, actually, it's amazing. But anyway, no, this has got nothing to do with air fryer. This actually quite... And I burned, brother, I did this. It truly is fantastic. It is the way to heat pizza.
Oh, so go on, then.
You're going to be mind blown from my opening sentence. In a frying pan.
So you warm up, about this.
Right. So you warm up a frying pan, put a little bit of there, little bit of olive oil there. Not a lot, right? It's not so, it's just to wet the bottom so it doesn't stick.
Yeah.
And then you warm the pizza base down, obviously the bread side down in the frying pan. Okay.
Yeah. That, do you have to put it into a slightly warm pan, or do you have to start from zero?
Yeah. No,
slightly.
By the way, no. You should never put anything in cold oil. I remember hearing that. So, you know, okay. And even if you're putting your jeera into your tarka for your thing, you warm the oil. Yeah. Anyway, so it's warmed. It's not smoking. It's not steaming. It's just warm, right?
Yeah.
And olive oil, you shouldn't overheat anyway. We shouldn't even supposed to warm it up. Anyway. So you.
No, it's okay. As long as you don't do it above 400 degrees, it's fine.
Is that what it is? Okay. Right. So a little bit of oil. You put the bread side down and it warms up. It's warming up the bread, obviously. But it also, because of the tail, slightly crispens it, right?
Yes, then, love it.
When you've done that for about a minute, you squirt a bit of water next to your pizza and put a lid over the pizza. Put your duck and put a saucepan lid.
I've heard this, Tekkers.
I've heard of it. It steams it.
The steam, it warms up the cheese, melts the cheese, melts the sauce, but it doesn't cook it. So it's not... It's not cooking it. So it's just kind of adding the heat and moisture into it. So you've then got crispy hot base, warm, sort of still cheesy, soft, succulent toppings and up the top. So honestly, probably better than getting it from Pizza Hut. It was because Pizza Hut pizzas don't have that crispy bottom. And now all of a sudden, if you've ever had pizza in New York, they do have a bit of a crispy bottom. And that little crunch of the crust, very thin little crunch, makes it. Honestly, game to the change. So it's the best way. I tell you, frying pan,
the crispy bottom, money,
and it's well worth it. It will bring it back to life in the best possible way. You heard it here first.
Very good. Okay, so the thing I learned this week is actually about birthday cakes and them candles. Do you know why we put candles on our birthday cakes?
That is it, to remember how old you are.
It's the only blowy you're going to get on your birthday?
No. Come on, it's a lot more sort
why
of...
Why do we do it? It's obviously to celebrate your age. And the blowing out of the year before and welcoming the new by eating a cake.
It's got to be something with the positivity, negativity out with the...
It's definitely a positive thing. And it goes back to the ancient sort of Greek times. And it's about how when you obviously, you know, you blow your candles, you make a wish... The reasons that you blow candles is that obviously the smoke from the candles takes your wishes up into the sky and into the place where God could claim your wishes. And I thought, that's actually quite simple. I've never really thought of that. But it makes sense.
Actually,
that might be also why they go, blow out the candles, make a wish quick. Make a wish quick.
Well, yeah, because your wish gets carried.
The smoke's going up.
Yeah.
Right.
There we go. There we go.
Technically, should you make your wish and then blow out your candles so it gets carried up?
Yeah, that's what you go. You do. You blow your wish. You make a wish and then you blow your candles, don't you?
Blow your candles.
Do you? Is it that way around? Or is it blow out your candles?
Yes. No. You make a wish and then blow your candles, yeah.
Oh, I think I've been doing it all the way around.
God, all those wishes your kids have missed out on. Honestly.
Yeah, I mean, Tommy's got his blowing the wrong way around, mate.
I'm sorry. I'm always blowing the wrong way. Wrong end.
Kedge, what have you got?
Right, so mine is a brown loader participation one. So, Tommy, maybe, I don't know, have you got the space? Can you stand up? Can you just like, if you could just for the sake of this one, if you just sort of spin yourself around so you can get a little bit dizzy? I'm going to tell you how to instantly stop your dizziness. Right?
Spin around on the spot.
Yeah, spin around the spot. Everyone could do this. If you're walking on the train or listening on train, just have a little
turning. He's turning.
Yeah, get a little bit dizzy,
like, this looks like a dodgy OnlyFans.
It does, you know. Right? Yeah. Are you a bit dizzy? Right.
A little bit.
And stop and clap your hands and watch your hands come together. And keep them together. No, you got
look
to watch
at them. Look at them.
You got to look at them as you clap. You got to watch them.
Well, keep clapping and watching them.
No. Clap once and just
like that, and then watch them come together, and you'll get undizzy straight away.
Yeah,
he's muffed it. He's muffed it. He's the wrong person you're asking.
I tell you what,
completely muffed it.
You're right. I might have muffed it. I think I got enough from it to know that it doesn't work. So I'll throw this one out to the listeners and go. hello@thebrownload.com. Feel free to drop us a line. Spin in the spot. Clap your hands together. Watch your hands coming together. Just one clap, yeah?
One clap.
Bring your hands together and then watch your hands. And you, like me, will realise that you're still as dizzy as you were just a few seconds
before. We'll put it out as a poll on our social media as well, just so that it's easy for people to vote by the droves. And once again, prove that Kedge is right.
And just a little disclaimer, if anyone actually gets dizzy and falls over, it's got nothing to do with me and Tommy.
No, exactly.
Or the brown one.
You can find Kedge with his mussy in the aisle at Tesco, arguing over parking lanes and spots. Right, wonderful stuff. Boys, as always, great talking to you. Satch, have a wonderful time in Goobs and smash it on the DJ set. What's going to be the opening song, Satch? What are you going to go? Do you go with like a big...
No, I don't know. Do you know what? It's always...
I'm showing my age, Satch, because when I was a DJ 20 years ago, actually probably about 20 years ago. You'd have your opening, which would be like dun 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 dun.
I love that. I love that. Ladies and gentlemen, you are not ready.
And then you go,
yeah, put the sound up. Can't hear in my headphones.
Yeah. Like that.
And then, if you was to do that now, people would have left the club.
I'm well aware. Plus, make this for Satch.
No.
Yeah. Irreplaceable. The one and only. Europe's finest.
Yeah.
Can you put the volume up, Larry?
Crank it up, 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 up.
Yeah. You ain't ready for this.
Turn on the bass.
This is why I don't take you guys out anywhere. This is the reason why.
Yeah.
To answer your question, Tommy, I don't know what I'm going to play. I'll assess it on the day, as I always do.
Chuck their foot there. Shake your tutter. It's Satchy. That kind of thing. No. I'm just saying.
Ground shaker.
He's on the Richter scale. Anyway, okay, we can go on.
Stop.
We should actually make this.
Yeah.
For who? I'm gonna ask ChatGPT to give a little DJ intro to Satch, see what it comes up with.
So on that note, and I think I mentioned this to you, I'm gonna just mention it on the podcast on DJ's intros. I'm hosting Sonal Nigam's concert in London and in Leicester. 31st of March, 1st of April. We'll be at the London one. You'll be there with me, won't you, boys?
Is that a Friday?
I'm coming. Kedge is already thinking of excuses, Tommy. I'm just okay.
No, because I'm running a half marathon 2 days later. But I
should
be
That's what I mean. He already made.
I asked him this earlier before he came on. He goes, "Oh no, but I've got to run a marathon. Then I don't want to eat afterwards. Then Tommy's long. Then he's just honestly, I heard every excuse under the sun, Tommy.
Sonal Nigam in concert in London, Wembley Arena, 31st of March. I'll be there. I'm hosting it.
And can I just say, he's going to come and he's going to sit there on the barrier again, like he did at the other concert, and sing the songs back to him and be like, this guy's beautiful.
And then he'll go, did you see that? Sonal was singing to me. He was singing to me. Did you see that? He was looking right at me.
You never know. I might have to do the sound check for Sonal Nigam on stage.
Bruv, Mr. Kalhonaho, when that is sung in there to everybody.
Oh, to me.
Is it Kalho or Kuchu Chota here? Which one was it?
Kalhonaho, mate.
Kalhonaho.
Yeah, of course. Right. Mate, look, it's going to be special. So I'll see you there. But until then, Satch, we'll see you next week. Back in the flesh?
Yes, next week.
All right.
Later.
Until then, boys. Have a good one. Later.
Laters.